In the news update for September 27th, 2022, on this Tuesday morning edition, part 4, hour 4, broadcasting on both SiriusXM and terrestrial satellite radio networks, and also broadcasting across all podcasting catching platforms where you consume your content, like platforms such as Anchor.fm, Spotify.com, Stitcher, Google Cast, Chromecast, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can find us, our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. We'll be right back with hour number 4 in a moment.
They thought that it was okay to attack our nation's capital on January 6th. I think people will think of all of these things when they go to the ballot box, no matter what their party affiliation is, and I think that they will vote accordingly.
You know, I've noticed, and I think a lot of people have noticed a certain phrase that you have been using since the very first answer, and that's MAGA Republicans or MAGA Republican agenda. It is a tough line of being taken by the president and by you here right now against Republicans writ large. My question is, will the president and will folks in the administration between now and the November 8th elections keep hammering away at that phrase, at that imagery?
Well, I think it will be important for all of us who care about the United States of America to call out what we see. And what we see, again, with this MAGA Republican agenda is an effort to disrupt our democracy. So whether it be through November and beyond November, I think it will always be important to call out any effort there is to essentially destroy the United States of America. President Biden has been very
clear. Okay, I can't listen anymore of it. So everything she said was a lie. Except the abortion thing.
It's the inverse. It's what they're doing. It's what the Democrats are doing.
The Republicans want to destroy the country.
That's Democrats.
The Republicans wanted to attack the Capitol.
That's
footage of Ray Epps with the sign ramming the police. Feds know that. Yep. Anybody that ran police is a sedition conspiracy charge in solitary confinement, but not him. We're putting it on screen. So, Owen Schroyer was there trying to stop people going in with me. They indicted him. Our cameraman, Sam Montoya, just shot video of it. Indicted. But if you're actually ramming police with a giant metal barricade, hey, baby, you're good, and Raskin and the rest of the committee members come out and defend him, they think you're stupid. Total lies. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's turning up the heat. Hillary has now compared minor rallies to Hitler, claiming people waving their hands are Hitler. Just like Democrats the last few weeks said, Christians putting their hands up to God in part of worship and praise is Hitler. They call it the double Hitler salute. These people are ridiculous, but their constituents, folks, are mindless. They actually believe it. So they're defining the American people as Nazis. Here she is.
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see
this guy. I don't
know
how did it happen. You're Hitler.
Standing up
there,
we're
doing all this stuff, progressive
stuff, Clinton. Shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? So there is a real pressure, and I think it is fair to say we're in a struggle between democracy and autocracy.
So if you go to a football game and raise your hand or wave or church, you're a Nazi. These people are desperate. And again, the video's on Infowars.com of Ray Epps helping ram the giant metal barricade or the giant metal skeleton of a Trump sign into the police. FBI whistleblower reveals widespread discussions under Bureau and bombshell Bongino interview. More of these whistleblowers coming public that they're ordered to target political enemies and frame them. Nasty Rep. Jamie Raskin on the January 6th committee claims he doesn't know who Ray Epps is after standing up for Ray Epps earlier. And the Oath Keepers are forced to go to trial this week on bogus, seditious conspiracy charges. While the government denies the discovery, arrests the key witnesses, and jury bias plagues the kangaroo court process. Total authoritarian lawlessness.
It's away with.
I want to go to your phone calls. I just gave out the toll-free number, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to Joel and Fatima and Noah and Charlene and Gary and Ventura and Diego, Andrew, Bill, Jeremiah, Jared, and others. We're going to take your calls, the order they are received. Please don't forget, we're in an information war. That means when you spread the articles, the videos, tell people about the show, it changes the world. When you don't, the enemy wins. So thank you all for tuning in. You are the most hated people on earth by the globalist pedophile armies, because we're winning and populists are getting elected everywhere and we're turning the tide. This is an exciting time, but you are seen by the enemy as the most dangerous people on earth towards their tyranny, because you are. So please spread the word. Please pray for the broadcast, and please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the trifecta pack of DNA Force Plus and the high quality vitamin C with zinc and the vitamin D3 gummies with the calcium, all of it for your immune system. All started last week. Now is the time to get fortified ahead of time. Fortify liberty, fortify freedom. Keep InfoWars on the air. We desperately need your support, and fortify your immune system and your body.
We'll be right back.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Life is old there. Older than the trees. Younger than
I'm going to hit the coming out of the closet by government officials promoting pedophilia. It's their religion. We got to come to grips with it. We got to face it. And I also have news that is very positive, but it's also horrific to know. Every day, more top scientists, including FDA board members, European board members of their FDA, go public and say these shots don't work and they're killing people en masse. I have a stack of new scientists coming out now and new studies. But let that sink in, that we knew this was going on 2.5 years ago because we knew the enemy operation. And they knew because they did it. And now it's confirmed. And just let that roll over you, that that's how evil these people are. You're like, why do they want to rape children? Why do they want to destroy their innocence? Why do they want to ruin their lives? That's the next best thing to killing them. You've got to come to grips, and I'm telling myself that, not just you, that we're dealing with absolute pure evil. What fool would want to sign on and be part of this evil? Only people that play along and pretend they're part of the establishment, that they're going to get ahead by being part of this. No, you'll destroy yourself and us along with you. Joel in Idaho wants to talk about Russia conflict and the NWO. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. I've been listening to you since Fukushima. Really glad to be on here with you today. So, got a few things to say about the whole Russia situation. The left wants war with Russia. If they could, they'd kill every single last Russian. So I think the only way we're going to be able to make our voice heard is by having mass protests in every capital city in the United States and across the world, Brazil, Germany, France, and Italy.
I totally agree. We're on the verge of nuclear war, even the Pentagon admits that. This crap needs to stop now over a Slavic civil war. No, sir. Needs to stop right now.
I agree. It's completely ludicrous. And, you know, the people in the Pentagon are absolute psychopaths, the ones who are in charge of this kind of stuff, and they want to use their nukes. So it's a match made in hell. So, I mean, if we had 10,000 conservatives in every city, 500,000 people across the state, I think that would make our voices heard. I don't know what happened.
Oh, there's no doubt that if 500,000 people went to demonstrations in front of government facilities, in front of media outlets, and at military bases, peacefully, saying, we don't want war, the troops don't want war, we don't want nuclear war, that would send a message. We need to do that.
Right. And it has to be peaceful. And if, you know, the government provocateurs get there and they start messing stuff up, we have to detain them. We have to police ourselves so they don't do it for us.
What do you make of this new footage that shows Ray Epps hands on the giant steel sign, ramming it into the police? I mean, we have him dead to rights, and Raskin, the head of the committee, has defended him, said he's a great guy, has interviewed him. Now Raskin says he doesn't know who he is. Total perjury by that criminal from Maryland, Raskin.
Yes, they're all criminals in Congress. And Ray Epps is compromised, and he's a tool being used by the FBI against all of us. And he was really good at what he did. So I think if we keep the heat on him, eventually he'll pop and we can unravel the J6. I think he is the linchpin of this whole thing. But I'll just say, we can get somebody like Ron DeSantis or Trump, or maybe both of them, other conservative leaders, to come out and say, hey, get 10,000 conservatives in each city. Don't burn anything down. Don't invade. Don't do anything crazy or stupid. Have a sign. Have a candlelight. You know, pray for humanity.
No, I agree. I've been calling for candlelight vigils, and I'm not saying we caused it, but there's suddenly candlelight vigils are happening in the U.S., Europe, you name it, against war.
Yes, I was listening to you yesterday. I think that's a great idea. But beyond that, I just had a few other things I wanted to go across.
You know what? I'm going to step up. Sometime this week, I'll pick a day, we should go to the Texas Capitol and have a candlelight vigil.
Great idea. I actually lived in Austin a couple years ago.
All 50 states.
Moved down there in part because of you, but man, that place has turned into a hellhole. So.
Oh, brother, it is horrible. I mean, only in the central area is it left its run, but it's like a little piece of San Francisco landed here. Thank you, Joel. All right, let's go ahead and take more calls. Let's talk to Jared in Texas. Speaking of Texas, Jared, thanks for calling.
Wow, thank you so much, Alex. Thank you for the work you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to plug NovusOrdoWatch.org. You got to check it out. Unmasking the Modernists, Vatican II, pedophiles, the fake Catholics, anti-popes, the real church is underground again. So go check it out. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You know, real Catholics, I'm not Catholic myself. I'm just a Christian, but I know a lot of Catholics that I would say are followers of Christ. The hardest fighting people I know are the underground church. People like Mel Gibson and others. I know his dad and know him. But, you know, they're the best people. And, you know, that's why we saw the left attack Catholic schools and stuff, because they know that that's a huge growing movement. And this current pope is 100% New World Order.
They're afraid of the rosary, Alex. Afraid of the rosary. And Saint Athanasius said back in, I don't know, the 300s or something, they have the buildings, but we have the faith. So that's all I have, and thank you so much for all you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, I don't believe in idols, and I'm not saying the rosary is an idol, but it's not an idol of your church to have a cross or an image of Christ to focus your mind. And if you have, you know, a rosary or whatever, and you're praying to God, and other people are doing it, and you have the Holy Spirit, it's a focal point. Like putting your arms forward. They cannot stand that, because God's a free will God, and if you reach out, I can tell you when I pray privately, I mean, I'll either get on my knees, put my head on the ground, or I just reach out, and that just opens the channel. And it's beyond what you call meditation, and it literally opens the gate. And they're scared of that. And they're scared of people getting on their knees, or they're scared of people, you know, focusing on God, and they just can't stand it. They just absolutely can't stand it, because you have that crucifix in your hand, and you're holding it, and it's that loop, that symbol of eternity. You're holding that chain in your hand, and you're just focused. It gives a focal point. So they don't like crucifix. They don't like rosaries. They don't like crosses. They don't like getting on your knees. They don't like reaching your hands out, because it's the ritual of, I'm here, God. I want to find you. And you're holding that crucifix. God, I want you. I love you. I need you. Please help us. Please help us. Please, please, please. That's what God wants. God wants us to repent and seek his face, like King David in the place of the Most High, the quiet place of the Most High. We've got to go to that place. So however you do it, you need to do it, folks, because we're on the verge of nuclear war. We're already in financial collapse. And it's just incredible. All right. I'm going to go to break. I got 2 calls that segment. That's not enough. No matter how good your calls are, I'm going to give each person 2 minutes. So I want to take your calls. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take your calls. And again, I hate to plug every segment, but we're not going to be here soon. We are on the verge of collapse. like everything else. So please financially support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, either unsigned, regular price, or the promotional price as a fundraiser.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are taking your calls in the order they're received. Callers bringing up really interesting, informative points. I thank you for calling. Charlene from Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
God bless you for the work that you do for God's kingdom. I think we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, my question is, why can't Dr. Malone, who created the mRNA vaccine, the technology, which was originally created to go in and attack cancer cells, why can't he take that same technology and use it again to go after the spike protein and the lipid nanoparticles that they're injecting into us with the COVID vaccine?
Good question.
Well, absolutely. mRNA technology can be used for good. They've used it for evil. But again, it's so experimental. In almost every case they've tested it, it causes a high percentage of side effects, including fatalities. So I don't think there's any perfect fix for this.
None at all.
Well, I'm not a genetic engineer, microbiologist, virologist, but yeah, every time they've tried this for 20 years, they've had mRNA for 20 years. They can like cure, here, I mean, a decade ago, they did test in just a very small number of people. It would cure cancer 90-something percent of the time, but the rest of the time, it would dissolve the liver. So it's Russian roulette. The problem is it doesn't work. And so it works sometimes, but a lot of the time it kills you.
Thank you for the answer. I think right now everybody's so evil out there. I'm afraid to go outside of my house. These people, I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and these people are like raging lunatics. You know, you're standing in a line and they're yelling at you. And so I hope it's not as bad down there in Texas.
Well, no, the economy is in deep trouble. They're not telling us we're really in a depression, but all the numbers show that. God bless you, Charlene. Just find a good family group, find a good church, stick together. We're going to make it through this. But yeah, no, the temperature's been raised a lot. Thank you. Let's go to Gary in Florida. Gary, go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I would just make a suggestion when you're at one of your next the impromptu press conferences that you're having. I just think it would be so powerful for you to just speak about all the damages that the vaccines are doing to children, the myocarditis, the heart attack. Like any question that they ask, you just answer with powerful facts about what harm's being done to children.
I agree. Everybody should be going to city council meetings, school board meetings, where they tried to force this, but it failed everywhere, including now New York is failing. But notice they tried to buffalo outside of law and intimidate as many children in places like Portland, D.C., New York, you name it, Chicago, to make the kids take it. And now they're having to pull back because they know they're in deep trouble and it's coming out, it's killing people. Well, they knew the whole time, not the people pushing it at the ground level, but those above it. And so you're absolutely right. Everywhere we can now, we have to point out that we're vindicated, it's true, it was all a fraud.
Yeah, 10-year-olds do not have heart attacks. God bless you, Alex. Thank you.
God bless you. And you know, he raises that. At the start of the next segment, I'm going to hit the newest news on that front. It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Noah in Oklahoma. Noah, go ahead.
Hey, it's Noah. I'm 15 years old. I live in Oklahoma. And just wanted to say it's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you, sir. Go ahead.
In these end times, you really got to stand together with your family. Because nations were never built on one person. You can't go out there and live on your own in these end times. You need a community. And that's what it's going to take to survive in these end times. And we also need Jesus. And he's our only hope. We can't trust on how much guns we have, how much food we have. You know, we can't trust on any of that. It's really, we got to trust on God. And that's the only thing we can do.
Trusting God.
And community. And that's why God made the church to stand together, because he knew that men are weak by themselves, but whenever they're together, they are strong.
Well, with God, that's what makes us strong. It's not us by ourselves or being together. It's God.
Yeah, I just
wanted
to say that. And
that's what makes us strong.
It's a good fight.
Stand with God, and we're strong. Together.
Doing the Lord's work for us.
Well, I'm trying. I don't plan to be a saint here. I just don't like pedophilia and Satanism and world government nuclear war.
I don't either.
Is your family awake, Noah? And how did you find the show?
So, my dad has been listening for a long time, and I've been listening with him as long as I can, as remembered. And, yeah, I think my uncle started listening first, and then my dad caught on. And then, yeah, and we're all awake and just sticking in there and waiting for it to happen.
Well, it's not like you needed me to tell you what was going on, but we have been the most successful show exposing the New World Order. Now, though, anybody that ever criticized you or attacked your dad or your uncle, they look like fools now because it's all here now.
Yeah, I mean, like, 3 years ago, me and my brother, we'd go, hey, you know, stuff's happening. Stuff's going to go down. And they'd go, ha, 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 you're so funny. And then we're like, we'd like to go back to those churches. We said that because we'd be like, what are you saying now? Because it is going down, like we said. You know, we're not stupid. And then I have a job, and I'm telling the guys at work, it's like, hey, if stuff's going down and it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, I'm over there. We're going to do
what
for
are you talking about? People are really blind to it. And, you know, it's just the deception of Satan has put, I mean, the Bible says that. Satan has put a coating, like a deception over their eyes.
Well, when people turn their back on God, the Bible tells us that they're given over to great delusion. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much, Noah. Okay. Now, this caller, Bill in New York, makes me think of Dr. Zelenko. And I was already thinking about Dr. Zelenko that died a few months ago and how quickly we forget what a beautiful soul he was and how much courage he had. Now, he's one of the first doctors to go public and save millions of lives with the things he discovered.
Nowhere near it yet.
And he wasn't bluffing. He told me, he goes, look, I got heart failure and cancer. I'll probably be dead soon, but I love you, Alex. I just want to talk to him on the phone. I appreciate you. Keep it up. He basically, by the end, was a follower of Christ. And he said, we won't know what the next Messiah looks like, just like we didn't know Jesus when he came. But, you know, he was obviously the Messiah. He said that on air, too. He said, you know, he said, I love Christians. I believe Christians are right. And I believe, you know, we're all together, folks. And he was a beautiful soul. And he always talked about people just can't deal with this. It's too horrible. It's too overwhelming. That's why only the Holy Spirit can give you the discernment to understand it. Because you don't want to rape children. You don't want nuclear war. You're not in the New World Order. You're not in their satanic club. So I was just thinking about Zelenko today, and then this caller brings up the point he always made. Bill in New York, go ahead.
And old folks in a restaurant home.
That was a good segue right into that. That's exactly the what I've been trying to deal with lately, is exactly that point. Are you there?
But I'm not going to worry about it because I know God's
sorry, I didn't hear anything at first. So when you first brought Zelenko on, I was super inspired. Yeah. I actually live not too far from Rochester. I'm over in north of Syracuse. It's a pretty rural area, you know. People think of New York, they think of the city. I'm out in the country, farmland. I own my own small business, and people here are very conservative and kind and very naive, you know. I have family that, you know, they're all conservative, but when I try to talk to them about these things, their eyes glaze over. And they just don't
pick it up.
You know, they say, yeah, you know, that's serious, you know, but they just cannot, they can't accept, you know, my view is, you know, these people with genuinely good hearts, they just cannot, they cannot wrap their eyes, or their heads, rather, around the idea of what's going on. And, you know, I actually tried to look up Zelenko, you know, I need a better doctor, you know, when all this COVID stuff was going on. And, of course, you know, found out he was sick, and that happened, and, you know, God rest his soul. I was leaving my doctor's office the other day after all this stuff with the vaccine, things are finally coming out. My doctor goes, hey, Bill, when are you going to get vaccinated? And I my jaw dropped to the floor. I said, are you kidding me? Never. And walked out the door. And so I need to find another doctor. But,
well, but before you do that, take him a whole packet of info. How it's all coming out, it's a fraud, and, you know, hammer him with the truth so that at least he's been confronted with it. Thanks for the call, Bill. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The day before Dr. Zelenko died, while emergency heart surgery, he made a six-minute statement. Here's 3 minutes of it edited down, dealing with, this is the hill to die on. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. And like the latest vaccine news that's so huge, you'll run back to your calls.
I just came from my doctors. And not good news. My cancer, which I've been fighting for 4 years, has progressed.
That's what I think it's going to be.
There's one last ditch effort that may lead to cure, which I'm going to do. But if that fails, then the estimates are unpleasant. But I've been at this place multiple times in the last 4 years. And so when someone lives with that consciousness, something happens. Like something very good happens. You kind of live each day and you appreciate time. And in reality, just think of it philosophically. You begin to die from the day you're born. No one lives forever. Some people live 20 years, some people live 100 years, but in the grand scheme of creation, it's finite. So in my opinion, it's not important when and how you die. It's much more important how you live. And so, because when and how you die is not under control, but how you live is under control. How you think, how you speak and how you act is within the free will and volition of man. So my advice to people is appreciate the gift of consciousness and life you're being given. Happy birthday, because every instant of time is a act of recreation. It's a dynamic involvement on God's part for us to be. If you woke up, that's proof that he wants you to be. And if you didn't finish your job. And I would say the world will be redeemed or fixed, rectified through acts of goodness and kindness. Even if the sword is on your neck, you should never give up hope. So I do feel the sword on my neck, but I'm still very hopeful. And I live with more tranquility and serenity than I've ever had in my life, which is very counterintuitive, because for the carnage and the malevolence, evil that I've come into contact with in the last 2 years, I would not expect that type of inner peace. But what I've realized is that when you're in alignment, or you seem to be in alignment with the divine will, there's a certain gift of tranquility that's given. And it's not easy, by the way. It's very hard to solve. And it's a constant struggle, but all the suffering that I went through, I still wouldn't give up. By the way, I didn't ask for this challenge, but no one asked me. So as I went through it, I am going through it. The serenity is really something I've been seeking my whole life. So I'm very grateful to have it.
Well, yeah, either way, they're going to get a lot of surge on the western side.
Very, very powerful. They always do. Dead 24 hours later. Water, wherever it goes, roughly. But living on. And that's a universal message of God consciousness. It's so real. It's so real. We're going to go to your phone calls. We have a special guest joining us coming up as well. Continue with phone calls. Thank you for giving. Thank you for supporting the InfoWars. Thank you for your kindness. Because without InfoWars, I can tell you, we would not have exposed these poison shots. And you wouldn't have a 99% reduction in the uptake of them that we now see. People are rejecting it everywhere. You and your actions, all of you, have saved millions of lives, including conservatively in the aggregate. If they'd have kept this rolling, they're going to come back. But we're winning right now. Win this round. Your actions supporting this broadcast and our guest and what we did here and what unfolded saved millions of people. We did that together. And this isn't about bragging.
I know it's going to grow, and I said something
it's not about
last
that.
Night. It might be a Category 4 or 5, didn't I?
I got Dr. Peter McCullough and a bunch of others on Joe Rogan. And they admit that's what finally broke us back. hundreds of millions of views. His biggest shows ever. Even dwarfed the ones I did now. That's great. I'm glad I'm no longer the number one Joe Rogan interview.
So warm out there.
And it's not just what I do on air. It's not just what you do calling it on air. It's what you do in person. It's just as important. And I made the phone calls. I twisted the arms. I said, you share with these people. And it happened. And so that's what we're talking about here, is that this is a critical operation. We can't continue on without you. When I tell you that we need funds, you see all the headlines, we have hundreds of millions of dollars. That's a lie, so you don't support. You really want me to prove to you by imploding or shutting down that InfoWars is under globalist attack and barely can pay the bills? Don't make me prove it to you. Please just support. Go now. Make the personal decision yourself to take action at InfoWarsStore.com and get an unsigned copy or do the fundraiser copy, so the signed copy. I thank you for whether you get the unsigned or the signed at InfoWarsStore.com. Maybe you already read the book. Maybe you think it's amazing. Buy 10 copies. Give them away. Whatever you buy up in Washington. You're on the air, Jeremiah.
Washington State.
Hello, Alex. Hey, this is Jeremiah from Seattle. God bless you, man. You are the man, the myth, the legend. Thank you for everything you do, man.
The man, the myth, the meatball. So, enough about me, brother. What's on your mind today?
So, honestly, I really just wanted to reach out to you guys and give you guys some, you know, product plug if I could. You know, the bodies product that you guys have has been crucial for my family. You know, I'm the youngest one in my family, and I come from a half Asian, you know, background. So I wish more Asians would come on to your show and speak up more, honestly. But I know that we like to be the model minority, what have you. Anyway, just going back to the bodies, you know,
I presented this to
my dad and also my mom, and they were skeptical at first to try, you know, to work with this because, you know, they've been having some body joint issues and things like that. Just even just getting up and down from the couch, you know, it was a strain on them, so I was like, hey, try this out. And not even one day later, they came to me and said,
you know what I mean?
The probably the first ever praise I've ever got from my parents was, whatever you got from, wherever you got this from, it works fantastic.
Let me say something about that, just briefly. The average turmeric pill out there works great. It's 5% curcuminoid. Ours is the strongest out there, 95%. We pay way more to get the strongest turmeric on the market, period. My wife has a lot of joint pain. She plays a lot of sports. And she said to me, how is this a lower level of the model, but it works better than these big horse pills I take? The tumor guy said, honey, because it's concentrated. Now she takes this, and her hip pain, because she plays tennis a lot, is gone. So, yes, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is that good, brother. Go ahead.
To see what happens. I'm watching it really closely.
And then I just wanted to say, I'm not too much of a, putting on the T-shirts and whatnot and, you know, giving that out. But after this helped out my family, you know, I started to hand this out to my friends, and they have no idea what InfoWars is all about. But I told them, hey, if you want more of this product, which I gave them an unsealed capsule, you know what I mean? And I said, hey, this is for you. Just try it out. Just give it a shot. And they also said the next day, they didn't even wait 24 hours, and they told me, dude, I'm already starting to feel like I'm young again, you know? Like I'm a, you know, basketball
player. Jeremiah, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
On and on and on some highway, east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one old song.
You know, that's something that didn't irritate me because I knew they'd do it. But when they were up there putting scrambled, mixed text messages up, talking about one product or another to confuse people, they're engaged in pure deception. They're like, and you sell silver coins, don't you? You make money off that. I'm like, yeah. And you got Bitcoin donations. You kept that, didn't you? No, didn't keep it. Put 95% of it into the company. There is $60,000 left in there, and I've got to have it because the bankruptcy court ordered me to pay 40% of legal bills, which I don't have the money for. So I'm getting ready to launch a fundraiser that's out in the open for Alex Jones, because I am absolutely running out of money. I have almost no money left. And I hate coming to you doing this, but you wanted me to fight the New World Order. I mean, you don't want me to quit, do you? In fact, I spend most of my time trying to find money. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. Hey, if God wants, maybe I'm about to have a heart attack. Maybe I've been on air too long. Maybe it's in God's plan that I don't get the funds. And if that's it, I'm actually very calm and serene about it. At least most of the time that I'm like, I can't stop. I got to fight them harder. I got to get the money. I got to not let them win. Ah! But they're the ones that are losing. They're losers for signing on to Satan. But when they act like the supplements, they go, those aren't FDA approved, are they? Now, they know full well in 1996 law, the FDA has no jurisdiction over supplements. And they tried to ban supplements in 96, but Congress got a good law passed, Ron Paul was involved, where they have no jurisdiction, you just can't advertise a supplement as a drug. Well, we're not comparing it to your poison drugs. Turmeric is from India, well, that's where it popularized thousands of years ago, and it's a natural plant derivative, and the curcuminoid is what is strong in it. It's great for inflammation, joints, anti-cancer, you name it. And so we went to the top companies in the country and we said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you got? They said, well, the average is 4 to 5%, has a great effect. It's just whole turmeric. But we can concentrate it naturally without heating it up to 75%. I said, does anybody put out 75%? They said, yeah, some of these top of the line brands, but nobody goes above that. And I said, how can you go? They go 94 to 95%. 95% curcuminoid. Any turmeric that's real turmeric is going to help you. This is, let me liken it to whiskey. A beer is 4%. That's normal turmeric. This is like moonshine. This is 200 proof, ladies and gentlemen. This is as strong as it gets, but not like having some of the bad health effects that, you know, whiskey can have. That's some good health effects, too. But you know, the point is, everything in moderation. That's the reality of this. So I'm glad.
You know, if I could just kind of plug a few other outlets other than just handing out the supplements to, you know, friends and people that I know, which have 100% feedback, phenomenal. I have not gotten any negative feedback of any of the stuff that I've provided to anybody that was, you know, curious about trying to get better health. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, minorities, we need more of the Asian community to come out and speak up, you know, honestly, in my opinion. And then outside of that, if we can just plug in, you know, Rumble and also Vaughn Live with the Info Bear, the Info Bear channel. That's where the community comes to help back you up as much as we can to promote everything on the live stream, you know, whether it's Vaughn, Rumble, or Twitch. That's what we've been trying to do to help back you up, man. So you are definitely leading the charge, and I know that you're not the tip of the spear, but, man, we're definitely backing you up with the other prong on that, man. So God bless you, man. Thank you for everything you do.
Jeremiah, thank you. Thank you for what you do, and say hi to your family for me. All right. If you hold callers, I'll get to you after our guest is gone. I appreciate everybody being here. I got to a lot of calls the last 2 hours, but there's a lot more to get to. But we have Dr. Kelly Victory, MD, who's been on this before, and she's got incredible information dealing with the latest COVID developments, Ann Biden, his cognitive disabilities, and so much more. This lady is the tip of the spear. She'll join us on the other side in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Cryptocurrency. Because
in Canada, in the United States, in Australia, in Europe, the criminal investigations have begun.
We are announcing that the government of Canada will not renew the order in council that expires on September the 30th, and will therefore remove all COVID-19 border requirements for all travelers entering Canada. This includes the removal of all federal testing, quarantine and isolation requirements, as well as the mandatory submission of health information in ArriveCan.
And now the criminal investigations are beginning in Congress and more of Fauci and those responsible for creating and releasing the bioweapon.
And then you've even taken the step further defining that as calling for a special counsel. I wanted you to know if you could unpack that for us and explain what exactly the parameters of that special counsel would be.
You know, there have been special counsels in the past. They're appointed by the president. There's a special counsel law. What I'm talking about is something that is similar but won't be the same thing. This won't be under a special law. This would simply be as the chairman of a committee with subpoena power, I will appoint someone who has the bandwidth, someone who's either been a former attorney general or assistant attorney general or somebody that had been in the Department of Justice at some time, somebody who's capable of leading a large investigation. And if I am in charge of the committee, we want not only someone who's probably a lawyer, but I also envision having a special investigator that co-leads the investigation that'll be a scientist. Because I think what happens, and one of the reasons Dr. Fauci was successful in the beginning, is that as a person who came from the medical with a medical background, I think he can talk circles around people who aren't as familiar with the science. But there are a lot of scientists who have questions about particularly this gain of function research where they juice up these viruses and make them more infectious. There are many experts that have at least the credentials of a Dr. Fauci, or some of them with much greater credentials, who have been saying for years, there's at least one scientist who's been talking about this for 16 years before the pandemic, warning that this could come from a lab because of dangerous research, and we didn't. The public, Congress didn't heed his warnings, and lo and behold, it's happened, and in a big way. And I think by the time we're done with the investigation, by the time we present this to the public, I think people are going to go, holy cow, this thing came from a lab. Not just some of us are going to believe that. I think the majority of people will finally accept that the preponderance of evidence says that this came from a lab.
Well, I think that so much of this goes and really.
Dr. Kelly Victory, MD, alumni of National Preparedness Leadership Initiative of the Harvard School of Public Health, and so much more, joins us. And she was really exposing this the last 2+ years. We're going to get into all the COVID news coming up. She also wants to get into Biden's clear dementia and, as a medical doctor, what she's seeing unfolding. So, Dr. Victory, great to have you here with us today.
Thanks, as always, for having me, Alex. And I appreciate you taking the time to address this issue of Biden's worsening cognitive and physical decline. People seem to be really scooting around the edges of this issue and not really getting into the weeds and exposing it to the American people. It's critically important. We're talking about the leader of the free world. So happy to talk about anything COVID related, but really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Biden's situation.
Should we get into Biden first or the huge vaccine developments?
Well, let's talk about Biden first. Let's talk about Biden only because, and let me be clear, everything we're going to talk about, everything I'm going to mention today, none of this is new. This was all readily apparent to anyone who was looking well before the 2020 election. The only thing that has changed is that it has worsened. I actually lost a number of state dinners because I had predicted that if Biden got elected, that he wouldn't make it until July 1st of his first year in office. I was wrong. But what I was wrong about wasn't about the severity of his decline. I simply misunderstood or underestimated the complicity of the Democrat Party, of the mainstream media, of the powers that be, to rally around and protect him and to try to keep this covered up. It's not because I wasn't correct about what's going on with him.
I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, I would liken this to the Manhattan Project of gaslighting. He doesn't know where he is. It's almost all incoherent. My grandmother died a few years ago at 92. She was more coherent 2 days before she died when I visited her than he is now. I mean, why are they trying to prop him up?
Well, let me, you know, truly, number one, look at the second in command. Look at, you know, who's to follow. I think Kamala Harris is his greatest protector right now, because people think it's bad enough to have somebody demented in the office, but having her could be considerably worse. And now, I have not examined President Biden, but I can tell you, he has every outward sign of Parkinsonian dementia, the physical signs and the cognitive signs. We can go through them. He's got the telltale signs of the shuffling gait. He has trouble changing direction when he starts forward motion, and you'll commonly see someone take him by the elbow and literally turn him physically. He's got the stiff kind of tin soldier arms. He has loss of facial expression, what we call flat faces. Makes it look sometimes like he's gotten a little too much Botox, but I can guarantee that's not the case. This is part of Parkinsonian dementia. He has trouble word finding. He frequently loses his place on the teleprompter. He loses his train of thought.
Oh, hold on, doctor. I got you late playing those clips, as I promised to. I apologize. Stay there. Start over, because I hadn't seen the new clips that came this morning. They were just playing them while you were talking. Radio listeners couldn't see it. He literally does not know what planet he's on now. It's obviously accelerating in his degeneration.
That's what it does.
Statistically, medically, how is this going to end? What's the timeline? We'll be right back with Dr. Kelly Victory, MD. Be sure to visit her website and on Twitter, Kelly Victory, MD, on Getter. Drag queen pedophile story time, war with Russia, devalued culture. They're shaking us up. They're demoralizing us. They're trying to break our will. They admit they are. And so they put in a president they know is controllable and is a puppet, but his expiration date was up. So he's degenerating, in my view, faster than they thought. Medical doctor Kelly Victory is here. She said she's not diagnosing him with dementia from afar, but I don't have to be a doctor that if I'm looking out my window at a highway and a homeless person walks out in front of a truck, I saw this happen years ago, and gets run over and killed, I see him run over and fly into the air, that person's probably dead. Don't need to be a pathologist, you know, to know that a coroner to know that person just got run over by a car. So we see him a year ago falling down Air Force One. It looks like he's an NFL linebacker or running back compared to the way he looks in the new footage and things that he's seeing. So start over with what you're witnessing, what you're seeing, and the classical thing we're witnessing and where this trajectory or timeline ends. Dr. Kelly Victory, MD.
Sure. Let me first give a quick rundown of the sorts of physical signs and symptoms that I'm seeing. And again, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer, as the saying goes. It's a constellation of all of these signs taken together, Alex. This is second year medical student stuff. So I didn't need to examine him. I can see with my own eyes. He has the shuffling gait. As I said, difficulty changing direction once he starts forward motion. He is stiff, what we call tin soldier arms. He has that somewhat, you know, leaning forward. He's leaning forward normally than one would as he walks. When he walks, he doesn't hit his heel first. He hits flat-footed. He has loss of facial expression, what we call flat faces. Then when you look at the cognitive things, he has trouble with word finding. He frequently loses his place when he's reading on the teleprompter. He forgets his train of thought. And interestingly, he has those angry, inappropriate outbursts that we call frontal lobe behavior. Who can forget back in 2020 when he referred to a girl at a town hall as a lying dog-faced pony soldier, or where he told an auto worker to shut up? These are frontal lobe behaviors, behaviors that are impulsive and would normally be controlled by somebody who wasn't suffering from dementia. The problem with these neurocognitive disorders from which he is suffering is that they are progressive. There is no cure. They are not linear, unfortunately. So there's no way to say with certainty how quickly he will fall off the proverbial cliff. But clearly we are seeing significant worsening over the past couple of years. And the only reason that he's functioning at all, in my estimation, is because they are very, very tightly controlling his schedule. You'll notice that he rarely makes an appearance after about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. That's because people with this type of neurocognitive decline suffer from what we call sundowning. While they may be relatively coherent and cogent early in the day, as the day gets later, early afternoon, they start to get more and more agitated, more and more confused.
Oh, I saw this with 3 of my grandparents, that they'd be somewhat normal when they got Alzheimer's or old during the day, but if you showed up at night to help them, they didn't know who they were.
Yes. Exactly, and that's why I suspect that he rarely ventures out of the house after about 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I've also noticed he's spending something like 60% of his time hidden on vacation. I mean, and unannounced, he just disappears. Is that when he has a full collapse and basically
he's no
good to him? They got to hide him.
Probably.
Exactly. And if there's any disruption of the schedule, and what's so alarming to me and scary to me, Alex, for the leader of the free world, is you can kind of keep it together with these folks as long as breakfast is exactly on time and lunch is on time and the nap is on time and we do everything in a routine, kind of like a newborn baby. But as soon as you disrupt that, if you have to take a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you have to get on Air Force One and travel over multiple time zones, if you have to miss a meal or have disruption in your normal routine, that is when things get really bad. People get agitated and confused and totally lose their ability to function. And so it's one thing if you can absolutely control this person's day, their schedule, 7 days a week with no variation. But that's
well, that's right.
Reasonable.
Even men and women in great shape as prime ministers or presidents have problem and age rapidly. So looking at this, what you're saying is the guy that has the nuclear football doesn't know what planet he's on.
Silly guy.
Yeah, I think he probably doesn't know which end of the fork to use most of the time. And unfortunately, the people who care about him for his own dignity, for his own, I mean, this is, it's embarrassing. Not only does it put us at risk, from a national security perspective, but truly it is it's demeaning to him, the people around him who care about him. Where is Dr. Jill right about now? It is just abhorrent that they would allow this to go on, allow him to embarrass himself, to be clearly like a little lost puppy on the stage, no idea which way to go, doesn't know, he'll even articulate sometimes, what was I doing here, what was I supposed to say? Who was I supposed to call on?
Well, he doesn't do that sometimes. Yeah. He does that almost every public appearance. He suddenly slips out of gear and doesn't know where he is. So it's hard to put a date on when he goes over the edge, but it looks to me like he's already pretty much gone over it. On average, doctor, you're an MD, you study these things. If he's accelerating his decline, how long can he hold on?
Well, again, it depends, Alex, on how long they're willing to cover for him. As I said, all of these things were glaringly evident before the 2020 election. That's why I made the steak dinner bets that I did. The dog-faced pony soldier episode was in February of 2020. He had the shuffling gait and the flat facial expression and the tin soldier arms back then. So it really is all going to be based on how long they're willing to cover for him. You know, whether or not somebody is going to go down the road of saying, we need to enact the 25th Amendment. If the people around him continue to cover for him, they continue to hide him in the basement, they continue to limit his activities. We've, you know, I have known house cats that had busier schedules than this president. So as long as they're willing to do that, then who knows if he can make it through the first term. God help us, I can't imagine that he will choose to run a second term. I think by that point, the gig will be up. But I think as long as Kamala Harris is the person waiting in the wings, they have a lot of motivation to keep covering for him.
Well, I mean, we're going to go to break, come back and talk more about this. There could be a more important issue. The leader of the free world stole the election as a puppet, but I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a physiologist. I'm not a pathologist. So all I know is the Joe Biden even 2 years ago was light years better than this. The decline is accelerating. I don't think anybody can deny that.
No.
No,
not at this point.
I think that's absolutely the case. And as I said, it gives me no great joy. Dementia is a brutal master, Alex.
Yes.
It's awful. It's awful for the individual, and it's awful for the people around him. So I feel very badly for him as an individual, as a person, as a human being, because dementia is terrible. And these types of cognitive declines and neurocognitive disorders are very, very painful.
All right, Dr. Kelly, Victory, stay there, please. We'll come back and talk about this more.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
Everybody under 15. Come on, you guys. Y'all look over here. Come on, honey.
The children are scared of him.
They should be. They should be scared of him.
Is who really is the president? That makes me think of the mutant. I don't say that mainly. He is a mutant. Fetterman, running for Senate in Pennsylvania, who can't talk either. So maybe this is by design.
It was
something.
It's
Dr. Kelly Victory, MD, is doing a great job analyzing this for us. I've been interrupting a lot, and I apologize. Since you've got the floor, well, what does this signify, and where do you see this going?
Well, if you remember nothing else about what I'm talking about with regard to the cognitive decline of President Biden, it's that it is progressive and it is non-linear. Neurocognitive decline, neurocognitive diseases of this sort don't have a cure. They may be giving him medication to try to address some of the signs and symptoms. You can try to treat the physical rigidity, for example, the rigidity of the arms and legs and his balance issues. You can try to increase the amount of dopamine that he has in his brain so that you will enhance his ability to keep a train of thought. But there's no cure for it, Alex. It's progressive and nonlinear. And the problem is what that means is we don't know if tomorrow will be the day that he finally can't put two words together, can't get out of bed, becomes incontinent, has angry outbursts in public, or whatever else. So he really...
Oh, let me interrupt you. I talked to people in the Secret Service separately who confirmed a year ago he was in New York on the last 9/11 anniversary, pooping himself repeatedly. And then he came out and said, yeah, I get my butt wiped to the TV cameras. Remember that?
Yeah, unfortunately, incontinence is one of the many side effects of these types of neurocognitive decline, and there are medications you can use to try to temporize it, but the reality is it's going to get worse. And when you're talking again about the leader of the free world, what happens when he calls, you know, Kim Jong-un or somebody else, you know, a lying pony soldier, you know, or says some kind of an angry outburst. I mean, these things, really, he shouldn't be put in that position.
No.
And there's no
And he's
question,
also contradicting official U.S. policy, like on Taiwan and things. This is extremely dangerous.
Absolutely. And frankly, I think he's handed his talking points. He's as much as tells us so at every single, you know, meeting that he has. He says, I'm only supposed to call on these people, and my, you know, my handlers are going to be mad at me.
I don't want
to
get in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble. But, you know, he's
I don't know where I'm at.
Decisions on these things. You know, he probably gets his same talking points
I don't
in the
know
morning.
Anything about
on the outside, because I agree, I bet he couldn't go this long. but they don't care. They're shameless. You didn't lose the bet. I didn't lose the bet. He's a total disgrace and a joke, and it's very sad. But on the outside, could he go 6 months, a year? I mean, the decline has accelerated. I mean, I guess if they roll him out like Boris Yeltsin gibbering in a wheelchair, I guess he could probably win the election.